We are in the Rambam. We're going to close out Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach tonight. We're on Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches. And I think what we'll do is when we finish it, Martin, we're just going to run straight into the next one. It'll be the same tape, because whoever's listening to this will know who wants the next section too. So we don't have to make two tapes.
So how are we going to put
just
it
gonna
on?
Go, we'll figure out a way, but it's less work for you, unless it's more work for you. Anyway, Halacha Ches. Now, how do we make sure that the oil is of the finest quality for the Beis Hamikdash, for the libations? We've already discussed how the wine has to be the finest quality, how the flour has to be the finest quality. What are we going to make sure of the olives? And now you're going to all become expert olive pressers now. It's really easy. It's just very lengthy, but it's easy. So don't let the length of Halacha Ches scare you. Tisha Mini Mishamah, there's nine qualities of oil. And we're going to discuss them all very thoroughly. Mipnei shinu ma'aseh, because of different activities that happen to them in the processing of oil. There's levels from highest to the lowest. We'll see. We'll all be explained. Kate will have an example. So first of all, there's three different times when we pluck the olives. And again, the first time is the highest quality olives. Second is the majority, the middle quality. And the last is the worst quality, okay? But all acceptable in the Beis Hamikdash for certain types of uses. So Zayis she'girgaro berosh hazayis, the olives that are plucked from the top of the olive tree that are the first to ripen, those are ubraro achas echas, and you take them off one at a time. Those are the best olives you are ever going to get. That's what everyone says. I can't argue. Right? The ones at the very top, and they're... I don't know what a virgin is when it comes to an olive. We'll see. But anyway, now we're talking within the olives that are growing on the vine, or on the tree, the ones on the top, I guess they get most sun, are the best. They ripe first. That's not a lot. It's a very high quality. You pick them out. Now, what do? And then, ukitasho, you chop each one up. Unasano lasal, you put them in a basket. And now, hashemen, shiyotzim, and the oil, it just oozes out of it. You don't have to do nothing. You just chop, 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 put it in, and it just oozes out.
Into where? What are you oozing it
into?
Into
a container. Hu harishon. That's level one.
It's not even pressing.
No. Whatever, some kind of container. That's not important. The main thing is you're chopping it up. It just, you don't even press it. It's so
it's
good.
It's just coming
it's
out.
It's just oozing
coming
out.
Coming out on its
just
own.
Just oozing out. That's number one level. That's the quality, quality, quality. All right? Now, remember we say Shemin's ice, kasi slamor.
Yes.
Chopped. Chopped. Not even pressed. Just chopped. Just got to open it up and it oozes out. Now, then that is the first that comes out. Now we're going to take the same olives, but there's still more oil in that olive. We have one that just oozed. Now we're going to do, with the same olives, chazar achra, afterwards you go, uta'ana bakar. Now you put a beam, a heavy object on it, and now you're going to press it. Hashem and shatsu bimena. Now what comes out of that, that's level number two. That's got to be pressed out.
Same olive.
But now what oozes out, it's just coming out. You know, not even like embedded in the skin of the olive. It's just coming out. Right? But the next one is you got to squeeze the olive itself. And now from the inside of the olive, you're pressing it. Now more comes out. That's not the same quality. It's number two. Okay, and then, hold on. V'imchazar achar shetanu. Now let's say after you've now pressed it, utchano, now you grind it. Uta'anoshnia, and now you press it another time afterwards. Hashem and Yesmanoshnia, that's third level. Okay? Of the first collection, that's levels one, two, and three. Okay? Now, obviously, we see why. The first one is much, it just naturally came out. That was the most robust oil. Second one, you're pressing it, but the third one, it's really a lot of work to get it.
How much comes up if you cut it up?
Well, it does a little bit, but there are hundreds of olives. It's not just
thousands.
Thousands, right? A lot of olives.
Chopped up, put in the basket.
Yeah. Cut it in half, probably.
Okay, now that's the first one. Now, once you've taken care of that, a few weeks later in the season, the majority of the olives are now ready.
The middle of the tree.
Now, in general, that's already a less quality because it wasn't the first ones to come out. Now, the next stage, when the olives that you pick them off, with a mass ripening of olives. Before, you were just picking one at a time. Now, you hit the olive tree, you know, and the stuff comes flying down, right? So now we're going to the mass production area now. And now what do you do with it? Vehelo, now you take all these grapes, olives, to the top of the roof. And then when you're up there, all the thousands and thousands and thousands, uberer garger garger, then you're going to now separate one olive from another, uketashan, and you now chop these up, unasanam lasal, you put them in a basket, hashem and shiyotsu menu horavi, the ones that ooze out of those, that's category number four. Okay.
I don't really understand what these are, because these are all in a mixture, right?
These are the ones of the bulk of the tree.
You didn't take them one at a time.
You don't take them one at a time. You take them all, but then you put them on the roof, then chop, 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 and whatever oozes out of all that.
So even the first oozing, so to speak, of the big mixture is
four.
As good as
I didn't say it's good yet. I haven't defined as good yet. I'm just calling it number four. I haven't called yet.
Four.
I've not told yet which numbers are better than other numbers yet. The Rambam's going to get to it. We're just going to call it category four for now. We're just going to call it category four. We're not saying what's better.
Okay.
Just wait.
Categories.
The understanding will come with more learning. Trust me. You'll get it clear when we finish it. Trust me. Okay, so that's
clear
number
as oil.
Four.
Clear as oil.
Now, what are we going to do next? The same thing we did with the first round. Now we're going to take a board and press them all. A beam and press them all. V'imtana v'karacha. Now you're going to press them with a beam, a board. Hashem shatz v'chamisha. Now the olives that all of them. That's number five step in the process. Chazer v'tol. And then you grind them all up. V'tom v'amashin. Again, you press it one last time. Hashem shatz. That's the number six. Okay, next. Zaysim Shemasakan, the remaining olives that you harvest. That's the last. The last ones to harvest, that's the least quality, so to speak. And then Utana Vesokhabayas at Sheyilku. And then you take them into your house until it, and these really are almost approaching spoilage, but not quite. Vehelam, and you raise them up, put them up on the roof, Vinigvam, and you dry them out. Vyachakach, and then Kotash, you chop them up. Vinasa salt, put them in the basket. They ooze out. There's some that oozes out there. Hashem and Shatsu Hashvi. That's number seven. Chazavatam Bakara, Hashem and Shatsu Hashmi. Then you put the board on again and press it. That's number eight. Chazavatam Batam Shi. Then you chop them up and press again. Hashem and Shatsu Hashvi. That's number nine. Now, in test, the Rambam will tell you now. Of the nine, what's the order of quality? He's just told you steps. This is the first step of pressing, second step, nine step. That doesn't mean that the first is the best. I mean, it is, obviously. It doesn't mean the third, number three, is better than six. That we haven't discussed yet. The Rambam's going to discuss that in 1 minute. But we just said these are the nine processes. We could say it's processing step one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Now, test. Wraps this up. Afalp shekulam ksheir l'menachas. All oils from all nine processes are all kosher. If you're going to take this oil to mix it with a meal offering, and we're not saying menorah.
No,
because menorah. Not all nine are good for the menorah. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss which ones are, but all these nine, you know, they're okay. All right, for the menorah, but still in all,
they're okay for the meals.
But still in all, we're going to prioritize all nine. Harishon, the first one.
Yeah.
Step one, obviously, Ein Lama. There's nothing better than that. That is for sure the creme de la creme. It's the cleanest, the choicest, and everything. V'yachrav, now next is a tie between two. Hasheni, the second process of the first one, because it was of the highest quality, but it took a little more to get it out. And the fourth, which is the first process of the second round, yeah. The Shneim Shavim, they're both equal, not considered any better than in terms of cleanliness and choiceness. For sure, they're equal in this, but not for the menorah, as we'll see shortly. Okay, Vachrem, what comes next? Hashlishi, Vachamishi, Vahashvi. The third one, the last process of round one. Chamishi, the second process of round two. Vashvi, and the first process of round three. They're all equal. So those three are equal. So we've got one alone, two that are equal, three that are equal. Vacharem, and the next level is Hashishi, the sixth one, the last process of the second stage. Vashmini, the eighth, is the second process of the third stage. Shneim shel they're equal. Vachi, and the ninth, Ein Lamai, there's nothing lower than that. So we've got level one is number one. It's almost like a bracket for an NCAA basketball tournament. Your bracketology over here. You follow? Number one is clearly on the top. Number nine is clearly on the bottom. Two and four are the next best going that way. Five and six and eight are towards the second from the bottom. And three, five, and seven are the middle categories. So ultimately, there's five categories. The one is the top of the one. Nine is the bottom. Then the two that are the second category, the three that are middle category, and two that are from below that. But the Rambam made a big hint when he said they're all kosher for menachos, for meal offerings, did not say for the menorah, because Yud is going to tell us what's kosher for the menorah. Remember, it says the menorah is shemen zayisoch. What's the next word? Kasis. Lamaor. Kasis means chopped. Ah, so then which ones do you think will be acceptable?
One, four, and seven.
Right. Whatever's chopped and oozes, even though four
isn't,
well, two, it's the second category because it goes together with
even
two.
Even though seven isn't as good
but
as
that's right, seven.
Four.
But they are all oozers.
Two is better than seven.
Yeah, but it's not chopped and it doesn't ooze. So that's just a xeris akosim. That's because what the Torah says doesn't matter better or not. We'll see. Ain yud ain kosher menorah, but for the menorah ella rishon revi shvi 1, 4, 7 bavad alone. Why shenemer it says. Kasi slama or oozing out from the chopping. That's what the words mean. That's what God is saying. Ain kosher menorah, not kosher. Ella hayotze mina kotush bovad, only what oozes out from the chopping. Avola menochas kulnche, but for nochas, they all are kosher. So now, obvious question you might want to ask at this time is, wait a minute, if you're telling me by the menorah 1, 4, and 7 is really good, why just not make the menachos 1, 4, and 7? Clearly, there's something special about 1, 4, and 7. The answer is, it would drive the prices through the roof. How much do you got from all the olives in the world?
Demand would be
1, 4, and 7. There's going to be such a short supply over there, the price will go through the roof. So therefore, that's right. Therefore, we've got to allow all the olives to be used. So, and there are many, many menachos. And therefore, when the people in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, they'd say, listen, we have to make sure the menorah has specifically these, and then the menachos could have any of
so
the others.
You should use seven for the menorah because it's good for the menorah, and it's not so good for.
Well, you would like to use one.
No, but use seven because seven. Has a lower, it's just as good.
No. First, one is still better than four.
Acceptable.
And four is better than seven.
No,
I'm just saying, one is better than four, and four is better than seven.
It's permitted. It's allowed.
So you really want to use up all the ones, fours and seven, for the menorah, and leave everything else for the others. That would be the way. And then you'd have at least a fairly equal distribution, because nine, there's not too much in the nines anyway.
Right.
So it's like it's really not so much. So that's how we would come with that. And with this, the Rambam now, Halacha Yirav, closes this all up, and this becomes the question. Now we have an obvious question. So wait a minute, let's get this straight. For menachos, you use any of them, right? Any of the nine. So Rambam asks the question at Aleph. I mean, Yachas, Shikulim, Ksher, Lelachas, since one through nine are all kosher, L'chad Chila, Lamanim, why do we have to enumerate them?
Yeah.
Just take anyone. I understand you need to know 1, 4, and 7. But what do I care about the others? Let's just say 1, 4, and 7, That's for the menorah. And anything else is for the nachas. Why do I have to come with 2 and 3 and 5? I should just make 2 categories. 1, 4, 7, and the rest. The answer is, kidei leida yofa, we need to know what's better and what's not. You need to know, she'ein lamam, what's better than the rest is number one category. V'hashava, and what is equal, like, so to speak, relatively, between 2 and 8, relatively, you know, and then v'apachas in the least, 9. And therefore, obviously, what's going to happen? Shaharos elazakas asvuk. A person wants to bring more merit. You don't think the price has changed? You say, I'd like to bring a meal offering. Okay, what kind of oil would you like? Well, what kind you got? Well, we got quality number one. Very few of those. Whatever, that's $10 a liter. I don't know. You know, or you could go for qualities 2, and now we go through the numbers. There's 5 levels. There's the $10 level, the $8 level, 6, 4, 2.
Oil okay. Changes.
Do you understand? So now we're going to say, would you like to give more honor to the base mission? If you're a wealthy guy, you should be buying the most expensive oil. And the poor guy, obviously, he'll buy a cheaper oil. So we need to know, how much you can honor the base of Mingdash. Sharotz Lazakas, as a person wants to bring merit to himself, Yachov Yisro, overcome your Yetzer Hara. V'yachivero, broaden your hand. V'yavi karbonam in ayyafa meshuvach v'yosher shabosavim. Bring the best offering you can from that species. Yavimena from that. And therefore, we need to always know what's the best, and by the oils too. And where this is becoming, Rambam is getting a little darshan over here. Hare never that says in the Torah, the hevel hevi gam hu mi b'choras sono. Hevel also brought from the firstborn of his sheep, umechel vehem, and from the fat ones, the robust ones. Vayisha Hashem el hevel. Hashem turned to hevel, vel mincha so, to his mincha, but not to Kayin's.
He didn't get
happy. Because Hevel gave the best. Kain did not give the best. V'adin b'chol davar shu l'shem okel atov. And that is for anything you give for the good God. Shiyamin hana v'atov should be the nicest and the best.
Wow.
For example, in bana based tefillah, if you're building a shul, you know me base, it should be nicer than your house.
That's it.
You know, there are some homes in Toronto that are much nicer than shuls. Bigger and nicer than shuls.
Unfortunately.
Should not be that way. You know, they made certain places in the Middle Ages, certain kehilos said you cannot build your house higher than the shul.
Yeah,
you can't? How it could be? You have a nicer house than the house of Hashem?
The Goyim took that up too. Right?
Even David HaMelech felt bad. He said, how long am I going to have my house and there's no house for Hashem?
That's it.
You're millionaires and you got gazillionaires? Fine. You have a nice house. Make sure the shul's better.
Yeah.
That's all. We're not saying you can't have a nice house. Make sure the shul's a lot better than
that. That's why they fix up the bow shul.
Right? Yeah, nami base yeshivoso. Hechel roiv, if you're feeding a hungry person, yachol min hatova mosu, give him from the best and the sweetest that's on your table.
That's it.
Kis arm, your clothing, the unclothed, yechasim in a yavash yekruz, give him the best garments you have. Hikdishtav, you sanctify something to Hashem, even though he's not a human being with feelings and that kind of stuff. Give the best of your possessions. So the pasuk says in Vayikra, this week's parsha, kol chel of all the fats and the choicest, la Hashem, go to Hashem, the gomer, etc., etc., etc. Now, do you want to stop it here?
Let's stop it.
Okay, 1 second.